This is Matt Wells at UN News. Rahaf Mohamed Al-Kunun, who arrived in Canada on Friday, wants to go back to school as soon as possible, said the UN Refugee Agency's representative in Canada on Monday. The Canadian government and its partners will help Ms. Al-Kunun to improve her language skills, continue her education and successfully integrate into Canadian society, Jean-Nicolas Bouze told UN News in an interview. The social media savvy teenager was granted asylum after fleeing her own family in Kuwait, fearing she would be killed. And emergency resettlements like hers represent just a fraction of the world's 25.4 million refugee cases. Speaking by phone from Canada, Mr. Bouze explained how her case had been resolved so quickly.
We have very few places for resettlement, and therefore not only 0.5% of all the 25 million refugees are to be resettled to a third country like Canada. In the case of Raf, we were facing the situation where she had arrived in Thailand. The Thai authorities granted access to UNHCR to her to assess a claim that she was going to be at risk if she was being sent back to Saudi Arabia. And therefore, we approached different countries to see whether we could find a durable solution once the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, had assessed that she was a refugee. Canada responded very swiftly and efficiently and offered the solution of bringing her to Canada, where now she can start a new life.
The mechanism by which Ms. Al-Kunun has been accepted by Canada is said to be available only for a fraction of the world's 25.4 million refugees. Could you tell us about or more about this and how this process works?
So the resettlement program is a life-saving intervention that targets the most vulnerable of the refugees. When refugees arrive in a first country of asylum, some of them will be able to resume a life in exile, but some of them have specific vulnerabilities and will not be able really to maintain their well-being and their life in the new country of asylum. For those, we need to find a durable solution in a third country, and that's the program that UNHCR carries out and which is called the resettlement program. We are speaking here about women at risk. We are speaking about LGBTQ minorities. We are speaking about people who may be at risk of being sent back to their country of origin, or people who have medical concerns that cannot be addressed in the first country of asylum. Only 0.5% of the 25 million refugees will ever be resettled to a third country, and UNHCR has identified close to 1.4 million of those 25 million who are in need of this solution. This is a very rare occurrence and one which targets really only the most vulnerable refugees.
Talking about Canada, please tell me if you have any recent statistics on the number of individuals offered asylum status in Canada, especially with the help of the UNHCR.
So this year in 2019, Canada will resettled close to 11,000 refugees, which will come from different parts of the world, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia or Central America. In addition to that, Canada also will process a number of cases of asylum seekers, people who come spontaneously to Canada and seek asylum in Canada. Last year, we have seen approximately 50,000 asylum seekers, and more than half of them have been recognized as refugees by the Canadian Immigration and Refugee Board.
What is UNHCR's office in Canada role now towards the Saudi citizen, the young Saudi citizen in Canada? How is your office helping her as a new refugee?
So UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, does not have an integration program or services in Canada because the government is in charge of making sure that refugees who are resettled or asylum seekers who are recognized as refugees receive all the support which is necessary for them to integrate fully into Canadian society, to become member of that society to become economic agents, find jobs, go back to school, be able to establish themselves in Canada. So the government of Canada has a number of partners, and in the case of Rahaf, we have an agency here, COSTI, in Toronto, that will be taking care of all those services, helping her to learn English, going back to school, which Rahaf has indicated she would like to do rapidly, finding an apartment, and eventually be on her own as any other permanent residents of Canada. And just to mention that we know from the different census that refugees resettled to Canada do extremely well in terms of their integration. It takes a few years for them to be able to find a job, to regain control over their life, and to become very productive and positive member of the Canadian society.